okay? Sound level?
Okay. Well, thank you, Ken.
Damien, wherever you, Damien went?
Right there.
Right there, in the back, for that stellar presentation. We do have some handouts for the press of my little speech that I'm going to give, so be sure and pick one of those up before you leave or if you're just generally interested. So welcome, everybody. So I'm just so pleased with this turnout. And as a kind of a novice Facebooker, I'm just not that great at figuring out how to get the word out. I usually only Facebook to post an activity I'm doing that I think everybody might be interested in. That's just that showcases some aspect of the community, whether it's our new bathrooms in Old Town or the squid fishery or anything that's happening. So. So thank you for all showing up. I'm just so pleased. So today is a reminder of that tragic event of September 11th. And so that's a day that our country changed forever. But today I'm offering a look at a renewed vision of our port and harbor, which I see as the economic driver of the North Coast, in announcing my candidacy for Harbor Commissioner. So I've lived in Humboldt County for over 50 years. I wasn't born here, but I've lived here for 50 years. I've owned my own home and business as a graphic designer since 1978, served on many boards and commissions, both before my election to council and after. While in council, I had a lot of concerns about the lack of economic progress for our harbor. Our harbor once was and could be again an economic driver for the North Coast. My vision is for a diverse economy with increased shipping that will ensure that the Army Corps of Engineers continues to dredge our deep water port, keeping our harbor safe for ships and for our fishing industry. We need them to be safe. And we've had some really close calls within the last 3 years when they might not have been safe. Since my election in 2010, I've also been a part of the Humboldt Bay Harbor Working Group, and that's the group that Damien was mentioning about. We hold every month, we have, we've had 53 of these meetings where we have featured all sorts of aspects of the harbor. You just name it and we've had it, you know, and we've had forums, we've had candidate forums where people could talk about their agendas for election. Anyway, the forums have educated the public on all aspects of the port and harbor, and we have a website called HumboldtWorkingPort.org. So if anybody here is interested, a lot of those meetings are archived in some way, whether they're PowerPoints or whether they're videos. We're not that great at videoing, but Charlie Bean, for quite a few years, has been our photographer at the events, and he's been the guy who's been posting to our website. So some of the issues that have concerned me about the Harbor District include they're buying the old LP pulp mill, which has obligated citizens of Humboldt for the millions of dollars of an environmental cleanup that should have been borne, I think, by the previous owners. Their push to change the coastal dependent industrial properties to alternative uses on a temporary basis, removing the pulp mill from the tax rolls, possibly never being able to convert it back to CDI should the need arise. Their purchasing of a non-California compliant suction dredge, which needed rebuilding. They've spent over $1 million on it. I've heard from one harbor commissioner that it was about $1.6 million for this dredge. But because of the lack of research, it can never be used and for dredging our harbor. Using $2 million in funds obtained from PG&E to dredge king salmon, most of those funds were used to buy and rebuild that non-functional dredge. To date, they haven't dredged the king salmon site. There's some big issues around that. They've missed a possible opportunity to co-dredge with the city of Eureka. You see behind me over there the dredging that the city of Eureka is doing on its harbor. And we are having to go into some of our reserves to do this, but all of that will be regained when we develop our RV park on the waterfront, which also will answer a need for sport fishing, because they'll be able to just bip across to our side of the harbor and and pick up the people that come in on their RVs and want to go fishing on the charter boats. So, this, you know, this is where I love this idea of cooperation, of people getting more for bang for their buck, because they're working together cooperatively. There's no possessiveness. There could be. So anyway, that's a possibility that was missed. There's apparently been a lot of citizen complaints about not being able to get information from the Harbor District on some of the financial issues, and when asked. And then they took a $250,000, it was 203, I've heard different figures, 230 to 250 in Headwaters money to pre-permit oyster production. But right now, only part of that's been implemented, and it's pretty much the subtitle areas that are not able to grow oysters to full size. So they've got more or less people like Hog Island that are doing seed oysters and then shipping them out of the area to grow them to a fallible size. There's been a lot of lack of cooperation among other agencies in the harbor decisions, including environmental protection and permitting. Also, I think, you know, the city has done a great job of harbor-related recreational activities, and so we have the trail, the waterfront trail that, you know, goes all along our waterfront. So the conservation or the recreation aspect of the harbor, I think the sailboats, the people that are enjoying kayaking, all that, I think that's going really well with the Harbor District. So anyway, my question for you all is, don't you think that 9 years of poor decisions is enough? And so this is only a partial list of my concerns. I believe our harbor deserves a better future than what's transpired in the last decade. And that's why I'm running for the 4th District Harbor Commission seat. Thank you. I appreciate that. So the 4th Harbor District, because some people are very confused about this sometimes, just as they're very confused now about the ward system in Eureka. Nobody knows what ward they're in. They're very confused. So the Harbor District has, and all the Harbor Districts have the same overlay as the supervisorial districts. So if you were able to vote in the 4th supervisorial district in the June primary, then you can vote in November for the Harbor District, and you can vote for me. And of course, I would love it if all of you would endorse me. I've got a sign-up sheet over there, and take my flyer, and maybe volunteer to help. Ask for a sign. We've got some signs here, and I just so appreciate and value your support today. It just really heartens me. So thank you very much for coming, and now you can go back and have lunch. Oh, and we're also collecting money. As one friend of mine, he's a landscaper, he said, money is the sweet nectar of politics. I don't know who said that, but it's a great quote. Thank you very much for coming. I appreciate everything you're doing. Bye-bye.